make sure we give Mitch plenty of time for Jabroni of the Week next segment, but I do want to squeeze in here the Team Purple Black in the basketball tournament is the K-State alumni team that's taking part in that big basketball tournament. A lot of alumni teams play in just an amateur tournament, the grand prize being $2 million. They did it last year, and they are doing it again this year. I just stumbled upon today the actual roster for the Purple and Black team, which has been accepted for K-State. One, very star-studded if everybody actually makes it. I can remember a similar type of roster that we saw early on last year, and then guys had to start dropping out. But as of right now, you've got Thomas Gibson, Jordan Henriquez, Martavius Irving, Curtis Kelly, Jacob Pullen, Jamar Samuels, Dominique Sutton, Shane Southwell, and Juval Miles. but anyway.
Don't you laugh at
I'm
Juval
sorry.
Miles.
I'm sorry, Juval Miles. I'm sorry. Your knuckleball three will not be laughed at here in this segment. All-star lineup there, if they can get all those guys to play, that'll be great. I would love to watch all those guys play together. But here's the wild card to the group, because they didn't necessarily have to all be like from the same team or whatever. Stefan Hanna is listed on the roster right now. Stefan Hanna, who played 2 years at Mizzou, 2006-2007 season and the 07-08 season, part of it, anyway, at Mizzou. The reason this is interesting to me is that Stefan Hanna has always been one of those woulda, coulda, shoulda, just missed guys in K-State basketball history. It's not just missing out on a guard who went on to be the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year his first year, the 06-07 season, which would have been the Bob Huggins year at K-State had he been on that team. And then the next year was averaging 15 points, 5 assists per game before breaking his jaw in a bar fight and getting kicked off the team in late January. So, yes, there were some issues there with him. But I remember being devastated by the fact that he didn't come and then what he turned out to be, as good as he was. Because guard play was a problem on those teams each of those 2 years. He would have helped out immensely, in particular with that Michael Beasley team, Beasley-Walker. Because Jacob Pullen was so spotty at that point as a freshman. And then outside of that, it was Blake Young, Clint Stewart. Clint Stewart had a stretch where he was really good. Unfortunately, his mom passed away, and then he didn't seem to be as effective the rest of the year. Man, if you had Stefan Hanna, 15-5, out there with all those guys, that really elevates the ceiling of that team. And I'm probably burying the lead here because it wasn't just, okay, he's down to K-State, Missouri. That was the recruiting battle. He faxed. I went back and looked this up, found a great article from the Capital Journal. He faxed a letter of intent to K-State with his name on it, but it did not contain his mom's signature because he was waiting on that. Well, mom wound up signing off on Missouri, not K-State, because she wanted him to be closer to home, which was Chicago.
Parents.
That close, man.
Parents. That close. Parents are most of the time pretty awesome, and every now and then they just screw things up.
So are we going to be cool with allowing Stefan Hanna on the team?
Well, yeah, who did
doing K-State like that?
Who played with K-State? The SMU guy from last year played on the Purple and Black team. Who was the SMU guy?
I don't remember this.
I'm going to have to – I don't know if we can find the link for
did
that.
Did Nick Russell play?
No. There was some SMU player that didn't really have a K-State connection that played with K-State last year.
But there you go. No K-State connection. So, I mean, Willingham?
If we allow someone who does kind of have a K-State connection, you know, I think that should be fine.
Well, it's not that I'm worried about, and I think he's going to be a good player. He'll really help out. It's that he really did K-State dirty there, faxing in a letter of intent and then pulling the okie-doke.
But it wasn't his fault.
Going to Mizzou.
He wanted to.
That's fair.
He didn't. I don't know if he thought that he could get away with it if he faxed it in without his mom's signature. But you know, I wouldn't hold that against him.
All right. I'm on the fence hearing you say that. Like I'll allow it, I suppose, especially if it makes the team better. But he is one of those that got away, and it reminds me of that whole era. That whole era was so fun. Like there were so many guys being mentioned with K-State. Not just Michael Beasley, Jacob Pullen, who Bill Walker all wound up coming, but DeJuan Blair. Remember how good he was for Pitt? He visited, man. K-State was in the last three or four for him. You could have had DeJuan Blair, phenomenal player in college at Pitt. O.J. Mayo was in there. I remember this is like one of the crazier ones to look back, but I will never forget one day online, and I swear this happened. I remember one day online reading an update about Kevin Love and seeing K-State's name mentioned there. Man, that was the power of Bob Huggins. I spent a good portion of my life growing up following message boards way too much. Was on the boards all the time. It was all I cared about. That was the most fun era of message boarding for me growing up. Was right around 2006, 2007, the Huggins to Beasley and Frank Martin era, because the names that K-State was, you know, the names of players K-State was being mentioned with, they were off the charts. That was so fun.
I'm trying to find it. I'm going to spend the break trying to find that SMU player.
Man, what I would give to relive those days. Stephon Hanna playing with Team Purple and Black. Mitch will give you his Jabroni of the Week next.